was born by the river in a little tent in wool. Like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know it ain't gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live, but I'm afraid to die. Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. See, I go to the movie, and then I go down. My brother keep telling me I'm not to hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change don't come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. I said, brother, oh my brother, help me please. Then he winds up knocking me. Oh, keep knocking me back down on my knees. And whoa, there were times when I thought I wouldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long.
Yes, 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 that's Anthony Hamilton singing a version of Sam Cooke's song. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Anthony Hamilton is so talented, so talented. Sam Cooke was very talented as well. This is your girl Mental Beauty coming at you on a Saturday. I was sitting back waiting to talk about this podcast because it hit home a whole lot. Something that is going on that's in my life, and I'm pretty sure in a lot of our people's lives. But, you know, it hit home a whole lot dealing with PTSD and Veterans Day. We celebrate a lot of different things that we shouldn't be celebrating, people. And people don't realize those things. Like, it doesn't make any sense to celebrate something that causes harm to another individual. And then, in the long run, it winds up causing harm to yourself. A lot of people, they look over that. Last year, when it was just like gung-ho with what was thriving at that particular time of what was going on, with a lot of people were being more focused on the point of the past and what our ancestors went through and so forth and so on. And we sit back and we don't really pay attention to what's going on in today's society. And have you ever thought about in the neighborhoods that there are a lot of single women out here taking care of kids? Now, I'm for accountability with everything. But, you know, back in slavery, or even before time within that, You know, our ancestors were people was taken from their habitat and brought into another habitat and was forced to do some things that they and learned another whole way of living and just lost within themselves, lost all their spirituality and everything. And during that process of that situation that was going on, that turmoil, that defoundation that was going along within the situation, a lot of our ancestors, males, went into the service. And so they did that because they were forced to, or not just said necessarily, because everybody have an option in life. Either you do this or this happened or so forth and so on, or to get to the point that you wind up dying or you want to do what is best for your family. And that's what a lot of black men did back in their days. And from my ancestors, that's what they did. They went into the service and they tagged along within the situation. And a lot of people nowadays, they don't even realize those type of things. Like when you go into the military and so forth and so on, you think that you are doing stuff to fight for your country. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't want somebody else to come in and invade your space and so forth and so on. But what about the point that our people in the United States went to invade somebody else's country? And even also to the point of invading our ancestors of bringing us over here and forcing us to believe and do things that and just lose all our cultural aspects and our spirituality. And it don't make any sense. Like, you know, coming up, I don't know about in you all's household, that's what we were always forced with, the point of learning Christianity and doing exactly what you know, our oppressor says, and you know, having more respect for them and so forth and so on, and just like belittling ourselves and looking at ourselves from that point of view. And don't get me wrong, some people go in the military with an open mind to, you know, trying to get to the point that, hey, I'm, you know, trying to be a better person. But you can't be a better person by going into the military and you causing harm to other people. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't think that we step back and pay attention to some of our decisions that we make because we feel like that we'll get praised for it, or people look at it as the point of being great in the eyesight. I don't know about you all, but I've traveled all over the world, all over the United States. So have you. And I see a lot of veterans or men and women standing outside, mostly men standing outside asking for help, help a veteran. We did this and stuff and so forth. And people look over them. The government looked over these people as well. Like, don't get me wrong. I think maybe they give them benefits and stuff and so forth. But what the hell money gonna do or benefits gonna do with your mind? We done lost your mind. When you have dampered and went in and invaded and controlled somebody else's equation or their lifestyle or their habitat. See, people don't think about stuff like that. My heart goes out to the people that had to do it. But for the people that are making decisions today, I give zero fucks about it. So with that being said, it just doesn't make any sense. A lot of people might think that, well, hey, you know, they did this for people not to come over here and do such and such. And, you know, a lot of people died behind this, fighting these different wars and stuff. They were going over here, United States was going over there taking people's money, taking resources and invading spaces and so forth and so on. And people don't realize that. But back to tonight's podcast, to the point of people were celebrating Veterans Day about they want applause for things that they signed up for that was causing harm to other people. It's like we're applauding people that went in and killed and raped and did all types of stuff. Because a lot of the people in the military, they was over there doing some old crazy stuff. They was raping kids and doing all kind of stuff. They even came back and was talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So you put yourself into somebody else's shoes, or you put yourself into our ancestors' shoes, or their flip-flops, or just their feet. or just their mind and their existence of what they have going on. And then you could maybe add the Bible perspective from it and just other things, but it really should make you think. You mean to tell me you will sacrifice the point of your mental well-being, the point that if that's exactly what God wants you to do and to cause harm to one another, does it fix the problem or do it create more problems? Like, a lot of people don't think about stuff like that. I guess that's why I was never drawn to the point of going to the military or want my kids to go into the military or so forth and so on. But then again, you know, some people come out all right. But you got a lot of people out here that are that's going through a lot of pain. They're dealing with PTSD. They have post-traumatic stress syndrome. They're dealing with it on a daily basis in their minds and their thoughts. Not to mention African-American people are carrying on from one generation to the next that same type of energy, that mindset from what they ancestors or what our ancestors had went through. It just doesn't make any sense. I was looking on TikTok earlier today, and I came across this older black lady, and she was talking about the point that, you know, all the pain and stuff and what God has brought her through, what we have went through, what she went through. She brought up the point that she used to have to pick cotton in the fields and stuff like that. Do you know today that they have machines to pick cotton, but they used to use humans to do this stuff? And then you should damn near give them pennies for it. But yet and still, that's something totally different. But that's, you know, you got to think about it. These people, the older people that died and stuff like that, are just dealing with that, that post, that stress that they went through, that agony and that pain. It just doesn't make any sense for us to try to celebrate something about something that caused harm to other people. You know, it's really sad that it's that way. And, you know, our people, they really feel like, hey, okay, everybody else is applauding about the situation. So why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I get applauded about it? I don't feel like we should be applauding something like that. Veterans Day shouldn't even be a day. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I understand people sacrificed and did a lot of different things and keeping, you know, within the point of invasion. But shit, you got to think about it. Who invaded who? Who doing what? Like, I don't know all the ins and outs of how the military works, but from what I've learned and what I've researched, that's wrong. It's wrong to do that. Why don't we even have the military form to try to fix situations that's over here in the United States than to go into other countries and invading somebody else's shit and messing them up? But, you know, I guess everybody don't think the way that I think. And I'm not saying it's just with the point about African-American men or whatever the case may be. Back to the point of PTSD and the foundation that was bestowed upon it. Within the point of single women raising boys. And those single women can't raise those boys to be men. Only a man can do that. So you got a lot of young boys that's just adapting to whatever situation that's going on or whatever spirit that's going on at that time. And they're just trying to flip it or whip it or whatever, because their parents or their mom is telling them that. But then their dad was not in the household, because the simple fact is, whenever our ancestors were forced, we're going to just say it was forced to go and fight into the military, and they were going off and cross seas and stuff like that. Whenever it was time for them to come back, a woman didn't need that man in the household for nothing but to just have sex to have babies. You know, they didn't need him to help work and provide and do all this other stuff. In that point, they might have needed him in the household to help nurture the sons and stuff. But a man wants to work. Most men wants to work, and they want to be able to, they're functional beings that want to be able to provide and do for their family. But with that situation being uprooted and the foundation being uprooted, then what you expect for them to do? To come home and, you know, fold clothes and maybe wash some dishes and cook. You don't need to cut no wood and stuff no more because, you know, they have electricity for heat and so forth and so on. You know, they don't need to be picking no cotton in the field. They done did. They done worked their fingers to the bones within that. And somebody done created a cotton picker to pick the cotton and to pick the peanuts and stuff and so forth. So really, they ain't planting stuff. They got machines to plant it for them. I don't think that we as women, black women or black men, think about those type of things. Like, we are so focused on this commercialized living and not realizing that a lot of ways are harming us more and more on a daily basis. I don't think that people are realizing that they're celebrating something that destroys our foundation more. They don't think that it's celebrating Veterans Day is applauding the point that these people that were PTSD, that when they went over there into another country, and they damn near lost their mind. They train a thought of way of living. They've been in the military for so long, and this is the way that it is. But when they come back and they get out of the military, then there's nothing. There's nothing for them to do, or whatever the case may be. They're trying to focus and readjust to society, and they're lost. It's just like being institutionalized into something, like somebody's being locked up in prison. Then you allow them to be back in society, and every day is a challenging day for them. And the reason why I say this and I'm talking about this, because I have talked to people that has PTSD and that has dealt with a lot of rendition and just neglection and rejection, about the point of them, you know, being in military. Just because you're telling somebody, I thank you for your service, but you don't even, what service are you thanking them for? For another country not to come over here and invade your space, or the same thing that the United States has been doing for millions of years, for a long time. I just wish people would pay attention and stop and think about what they say before they say it. Now, you know, hey, regardless of what the situation is, a lot of people might not like what I'm saying, but it's just the truth. Reality is reality. Do you think that God wants you to go out to the point of causing harm to other people? And then you get on your knees and pray and ask God to forgive you for something that you are already done? Don't you think that we reap what we sow? Maybe I'm just lost within that. Sometimes it seems like it's too hard to live. And then sometimes some people are just afraid to die. That's what something that was Sam Cooke was talking about. A lot of neglect and different things that a lot of our ancestors or our black men had to go through. And then how they looked over, how the black women looked over them, and as well as society and, you know, so forth and so on. Sometimes it's best to just really think twice about your decisions that you make. I have to do that. I wish I'd have known more now, known more then than I do now, because the simple fact is I would have made better decisions. But then what can you expect for a person to do? They only going by what they learned. They being okay with it. Yeah, true enough that, you know, some people be wanting to talk about with the point about Veterans Day, and maybe they just went through basic training. They probably just went through basic training. Just barely made it out. Probably filled some boxes or something. They ain't go fighting in the war and Kuwait and all this other stuff. They ain't went through nothing. They went to the point of being shot at, or had to be in the dust in the desert storm and so forth and so on. Like, what about those people? Do you ever think about those people and what they're going through in their mind and stuff? Like, when I see people that's a veteran, my heart goes out to them. But that in a sense, but then again, it doesn't, because the simple fact is you got to think for yourself. You can't allow other people to think for you. And I haven't always myself thought for myself. I always just went along with what everybody else was doing. And, you know, when you get to the point you start thinking for yourself, people, they look over you. They look over you and they feel like that you are lost, when they're the one that's lost. I don't want to be a sheep no more. I'm not going to keep celebrating bull stuff, bull crap that's going to cause harm to other people. And you shouldn't either. You shouldn't want to get to the point of saying, well, okay, such and such did saying that. And now, don't get me wrong. There was people that was in there saving lives and trying to make things better, maybe. But then you got to think about the point of, just like within the point of police officers, they damn near don't hardly make any money, but they sacrifice their lives every day or every night working, trying to protect and make things better for other people. But it's not even worth it. Not within the point of benefits. Not if you're dying. If I was a police officer, I'd be kind of standoffish with some certain stuff or how things that's going on. They deal with PTSD as well. Us as people have to start making better decisions and stop just going along with stuff because it sounds good. A veteran came up to me the other day and I just looked at him and you know, they was talking, he was asking for money or whatever the case may be. Sometimes they get to the point that they self-medicate themselves with drinking and drugging and alcohol or whatever to try to not to think about the things that they went through when they were over there fighting and taking over somebody else's stuff. Like, people don't think about that. Why has these people coming back? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why do they come back to the point? It's like as if they lost their mind. It's because you're going over there and it's damn near like you're invading somebody else's spirit and just trying to destroy them. And I don't think that's what something that's God, that's godly or what God wants us to do. But everybody, oh, you know, happy Veterans Day. I appreciate you for your service and so forth and so on. And some people say, well, there's some people that's out there that's making it and dealing with it. I used to work with hospital. And I used to see about this guy. He was like really high ranked up or whatever the case may be. And he, you know, he got to the point that he had some type of medicine. Static cancer or whatever, but he used to just sit up there and he was really well off. He was really high ranked and he used to pay me really good to see about him. I used to give him a shower and stuff and try to talk, and I sit there and listen to him and stuff. And it's crazy. He had a wife that was there, and don't get me wrong, she loved him so much, but it's like he couldn't get no relief from talking to her because the simple fact is she didn't sympathize with his pain. And a lot of people don't sympathize with people's pain that they're going through. I sympathize with those people that has PTSD that had to do that. I have family members that was in the military, that's in the military and so forth and so on. But that's back to the point whenever we, in those days, maybe in the 80s and 90s and stuff, and they, you know, signed up for that. They were just going along and feel like that was the right thing to do to try to make a better life for themselves. But it don't always be that way. 9 times when you think out of 10, when you're doing things that seem like they're just easy peasy, winds up being a straight destruction for the next person or then in the long run for yourself. People don't realize that. They just go along with stuff. Dealing with PTSD is something that's really, really, you know, hard. I can't say that I could say that maybe I had that whenever I was with my first husband, but I don't think it was to the extreme to the point that like it was like the veterans and these people that standing outside holding the sign up and that some of them that lost their legs and, you know, arms and half of their face got shot off because they fighting and because the government wanted them to go fight to take somebody else's shit. And then the government, they made money off of it. But do you think those people that was in the military got any compensation, enough compensation for the things that they did? No, they didn't. Especially with the point that a lot of them have lost their minds. They don't know what the next thing to do. I done seen some guys that don't know the next thing to do, don't know how to bathe themselves no more. Can't sit still because they're looking all around because they always thinking that somebody's out to get them. Because they went in and invaded somebody else's space. That's just like you robbing people. Veterans Day is not nothing that you're supposed to be praising. That's nothing good. That's nothing good at all. We can say what we want to say. We can, you know, paint it pink and put a ribbon around it and all this other stuff. It still is not going to make it be a good thing. Going in and invading somebody else's space and taking over somebody else's shit is not right. I don't care what nobody say or how they feel or whatever. That's just the truth about it. And so, well, oh, they protected you. Do you know that? What about our ancestors when they were in their own place or whatever the case may be? Did they need protection? You won't need protection if ain't nobody out here going around trying to destroy each other. We supposed to love each other. If it was to the point that the Indians or the Mexicans or the Africans or whatever, we supposed to be trading with each other, getting along with one another, not getting out to the point of saying, well, hey, I'm going to take your stuff, or, you know, just I'm going to shoot up the whole tribe and bust up things and drag them and beat them and distribute them. That's what they did with our people. They distribute our people all over the globe or whatever. You got people out everywhere. Sorry about all these different noises. Everybody emailing, texting, and stuff like that. I should have turned that off. But this is just something that I wanted to come on and talk about. Dealing with PTSD and thinking about, you know, the pain that and trauma that somebody else have went through. What about the pain and trauma that you went through? Do you feel like it's a part of... What if somebody, you were at home and somebody came in and they just invaded your space and just took your stuff? Everything that you worked hard for, or get to the point of beating you or beating your kids or maybe raping you or so forth and so on. We got to get to the point of stop praising crazy stuff, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't even understand the whole concept of it. Like, what's the point? To say that you are better than me or I'm better than you when we all going to die? Don't make sense. The next time you see a veteran, pray for them. You don't know the trials and tribulations that they're going through in their mind. You don't know what they're hiding or what things that they don't want to talk about or things that they want to talk about that, but they feel like they can't talk about because the simple fact is it was something that was tragic for them to see or tragic for them to do. That be the best thing for them. A lot of them be self-medicating with drinking and drugging and so forth or whatever the case may be. And sometimes their mind just gets so lost, just sitting around just talking to them. That's just like somebody being addicted to something or whatever the case may be. Most of the time when people are addicted to something, they're covering up some other pain that they're dealing with. I do that. You do that. It's other things that a lot of people do within that. They'll do other stuff to try to cover up the different pain that they're going through. Dealing with PTSD is something else. Like, especially with the point of your mind and stuff like that, that trauma and stuff. I was talking to one of my, a friend of mine, and she was saying, like, you know, it's rough seeing about those kids by herself. Or whatever the case may be. And then sometimes she feel like she just want to give up. And I'm telling the girl, hey, giving up shouldn't be an option. Because if you give up, then what the kids going to do? She said, yeah, I know. We got to get to the point of trying to build ourselves and hope. And I hate to use the word hope, but that's just what it is. We hold it on to that. And hoping that things are going to change and things are going to, is a change going to come and things are going to get better and people are going to wake up and seeing that. Like, we have the military, but then you got people that are homeless and houses that's run down. People, it's cold or it's hot, too hot, or they, you know, their bathroom is not working. You know, people in the United States now, some people's bathroom is still not working. Like, come on, man. There's other things that the military can be doing to try to help here in the United States than to be going to another country, invading somebody else's stuff and taking over their stuff and call yourself trying to fix that. You're causing more harm than good. Veterans Day is not nothing to celebrate. That's just my opinion on it. They said, well, oh, don't judge me or whatever the case may be, you know. That's the crazy statement. Everybody has to make to the point of judging something. Meaning like, because if you don't judge something, then you can't make a decision. That's just something for you guys to think about. Have you thought about the point that Veterans Day was a good thing? What do you get from the point of people being in the military going and cause harm and taking somebody's stuff in another country? Resources and stuff. If we are building and doing stuff over here in the United States, what we need somebody else's stuff for? We could create our own. I just don't understand that. That's just something for you guys to think about. PTSD is real. We got a lot of different people out here that is struggling. A lot of people that's manic depressed. They're going through so much. A lot of things that they cause harm to themselves because they allow somebody else to think for them. Our foundation was uprooted from African Americans from the point of military. Stop praising that stuff. Stop sending your kids into the military. They don't even know what they're going for. We're going for benefits, and we got benefits in school and stuff like that. 9 times out of 10, nowadays, people are making more money, you know, doing just regular stuff, not even going to school. Now, yeah, of course, you make good money, I guess, if you're going, you know, being a doctor and a lawyer and so forth and so on. But just having a trade, or learning how to do something, maybe doing just a trade within something, people are making more money doing it like that. They're providing for their families just like that. And we should be doing the same thing. People are making money selling e-commerce, talking, entertaining. You know, they're making money all kind of ways. Being able to be okay. And I guess it's, you know, with the point of the military trying to protect other countries from coming over here, taking our stuff and for us to be just freely to be able to do what we want to do at that point. But you got to think it's a long history of what the military has done to other countries, other people, what our ancestors went through and what our people today that's veterans, that what they went through and what they endured and put pain and caused harm to other people. This is your girl Mental Beauty coming at you on a Saturday, talking to you about PTSD and Veterans Day. What do you think? Do you think Veterans Day is a good thing? Do you think going into the military is a good thing? What about PTSD? When was the last time you talked to a veteran? Do you know what's going on in their mind? Why they act the way that they act? Why they standing on the corner holding up a sign? Why they being rejected? Why the military ain't taking care of them? Everything should be given to them if they went over there and did that to make everything good for them. But I guess it's just like it is for African American. Just being looked over, not taken care of. Y'all have a good night.